The views and opinions are those of the speakers and do not represent those of KKCR, its board, its members, its underwriters, or its programmers. Donna Kaplan.
Cousin Rich.
So nice to see you.
Great to see you after
it's
a few
been like
months.
2 months. You had an adventure. I had an adventure. And you look so
adventures.
Well.
Thank you. You too.
Right on. And you just came back from seeing Mom and Dad and...
On the East
in
Coast.
The East Coast. Is fall happening there yet?
No. It's very warm.
Oh,
very
good.
Warm. It was good.
Well, it's
good
nice
time
to
for
see
me
you.
To go. Great to see you.
And we have a guest today, Steve Fraley. Good afternoon.
Aloha. Thank you.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. This is going to be a really interesting, exciting show. We're going to be talking about Noni.
Oh, yes.
So.
Well, let's hear. Steve, how are you involved with Noni?
Well, I've been growing Noni for over 30 years. I have a 37-acre certified organic farm by Larson's Beach. Been there for a long, long time.
He's my neighbor.
I'm Donna's neighbor. And when I first moved there, Noni was growing in the valleys, just chock full of Noni, thousands of Noni trees. I really did not know what it was or how to use it. And over time, really developed a relationship of how to grow it and how to use it. And we do farm tours now. We've been making Noni products for a long, long time. With Sage, was my partner for many, many, many years. Many people know Sage. And I say, aloha, Sage. He's probably listening. And but it's, for me, it's an educational process because a lot of people put Noni in a glass jar out in the sun, and you really destroy what's in the pulp. And so I do lectures at medical conventions now called Noni Fact and Fiction. And if you really look at traditional use, they ate the fruit raw for thousands and thousands of years. In Hawaii, I challenged people to go to Bishop Museum. They didn't have glass jars 150 years ago. Mm-hmm. They picked the fruit off the tree, a lot of medicinal benefits, which we'll talk about today. But when it got soft before it fermented, they ate it.
Wow.
And it tastes like blue cheese.
So it's a fruit. Is it a fruit?
It is a fruit.
And it's been on the islands a long time then, huh?
Well, there's pictorial references to Aborigines eating Noni 40,000 years ago.
Wow.
There's chants in the Rig Vedas 10,000 years ago in Ayurvedic medicine. But the ethnobotanists, UH, attributed to the Polynesians took it everywhere tropically. And that's like a Hokulea is going around the world. You in tropical zone around the world, you found Noni.
So a lot of people think that it's best to ferment Noni.
Right.
So.
Well, I don't. And there's a reason why. It might be good for soybeans and other things, but as I point out, it's the God-given ability of the fruit to destroy itself. Dr. Brian Issel did cancer research for 10 years at the University of Hawaii. He specifically chose not to use fermented Noni juice because when you allow it to go through that process, it creates alcohol. The byproduct is formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
You actually totally degrade, kill all the enzymes. You change the chemical profile and the potency of it by doing that.
Mm-hmm. We don't want formaldehyde.
No, you don't want formaldehyde. You want to embalm yourself. No, but there's so many compounds in it. There's over 165 compounds been identified in public research now.
That's amazing.
There's a lot of things in nature that heal. For me, Noni is the most broad-based, period, because it's so broad-spectrum. It's antibacterial, antifungal, addresses pain, it lowers blood sugar levels. And that's why the University of Illinois actually flew two ethnobotanist research scientists to our farm. They're doing World Health Organization research on spinal inflammation in women. Noni came up number one as a natural anti-inflammatory analgesic. So it addresses the inflammation diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, pain, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And this was taken orally rather than topically for the spine?
Yeah. I just had a lady on the farm today. She got a farmer's market on last Saturday, and she's had terrible hip pain. She's eaten it for 2 days. She has no more hip pain.
That's amazing.
So it's topically, when you put on Noni, it's your body's water. It picks up the liquid, and it gets in, and pain goes away really quickly. But internally, for me, gets at what's causing symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people use it topically to address things, but it heals. That's all I can say. Very, very broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. And that's really key if you're getting at the cause of the issue. And that's what I try to do in my practice in holistic medicine is go at the cause rather than just the symptoms.
Right.
Yeah. So can you talk about that, about how it affects the cause?
All I can say is I know for talking to ethnobotanists at UH, spent 6 years going around Polynesia, looking at different islands. And from island to island, they had developed different modalities.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting in Hawaii, We only have, there's six different varieties of noni worldwide. In Hawaii, we only have the medicinal variety. It was brought here as an early canoe plant.
Purposefully.
Mm-hmm. They had 27 plants that when they crossed the coming from the Marquesas, looking for new islands, so when they landed, they could start new cultures. Noni, over thousands of years, they found, they had trial and error, they had found that if they took it every day, they did not get sick. That's a natural anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. When the ethnobotanist from the University of Illinois came, they said, if you look at older Polynesian cultures, 1,500 years ago, no cancer, arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes. They attributed the fact that they, in their normal, everyday part of their diet, they were eating noni as a natural preventative. There's no room in their body for inflammation. Scientifically, they didn't know in their culture why. They just found by trial and error, if they ate it, they didn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not fermented.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes, a lot of people are familiar with noni as a stinky fruit.
Right.
When it ferments. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it tastes like blue cheese. It smells like blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
In about 6 to 8 hours after it gets ripe, it starts to ferment. Smells like your dirty, rotten socks. And it's, you know, obnoxious. But that's the fermentation going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we always process it before that.
And so in terms of listeners who are going out to pick noni, mm-hmm. what would you recommend? Like how to identify?
Great question, because I was in Papaya's delivering our stuff, and there was one of the girls that works there had some illness, and somebody had a box sitting there with noni in it, and the tips are real green. Noni, we pick it only white off the tree, never off the ground. There's only one bug that likes it. When it falls on the ground, I'll burrow into it, a little tiny beetle. Completely mature, all compounds fruit is completely white with the ends rounded out white. We never pick it white, green. If you pick it like that with the ends green, that part will turn black and rot. It will not ripen. So I went in 2 days later and took some other fruit. I said, actually, if I was you, this is how I would pick it and use it when it's totally white.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find in about 2 to 3 days, it turns soft, clear, and translucent, and it feels like a soft tomato.
Mm-hmm.
People who grow the fruit themselves, I recommend going and picking it off the tree, bring it inside, wash it off, sit in your kitchen counter, not in a glass jar. In about 2 to 3 days, it gets soft and clear. You can put it in a blender at slow speeds and blend it up. You want to remove the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's cyanide and arsenic seeds. There's things in noni seeds to preserve it for longevity, and there's a lot of seeds in noni. So if you ingest them in high concentrations, it's not good for you. And traditional use was to spit them out when they ate them.
Mm.
So you put it in a blender, masticate it, put it in a spaghetti strainer over a bowl. With your hand or a paddle, you push on it. And every seed has a pulp sac. You want the solids. It'll come out in a bowl almost like applesauce. You can blend it up. You can add water to it. Refrigerate it. It'll stay unfermented for about 2 to 3 days. You can drink that. You can eat it like a paste. If you add cinnamon or lemon juice, it mellows out the flavor. If you don't like blue cheese, takes it away. So it's a very easy way.
Like applesauce.
Like applesauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like apple. You add more water, you can make it thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really good. You know, if you start eating it, the first thing you'll notice is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, constipation, gas go away. And then it starts to affect, you'll notice your pain and all this other stuff starts going away.
Mm-hmm. So this seems to be really key, is when to pick it and how to process it. And and have you noticed if you don't do it that way, if it causes, if you don't get the energetic benefit, or have you noticed a difference?
No, all I know is I refer back to, we sent our fruit leather, mm-hmm. which is noni pulp, dried. It's raw food. We dry it below 115 degrees Fahrenheit for 60 hours. It's to preserve the compounds. We sent that in 2 processed noni juices, fermented juices, to an independent lab in California.
Mm-hmm.
They were measuring. We were going to measure for different compounds, and they measured for antioxidants, mm-hmm. which prevent diseases.
Yes.
Noni juice was 1,506 units at 100 grams.
Mm.
Our fruit leather was 430,000. That's 400. That's 430,000 compared to 1,506. That's the difference between juice and pulp.
Mm-hmm.
And scientific.
Because you're using the pulp to make.
That's all we use. It's
okay.
All we use. Scientifically, when you go from an apple to apple juice, you lose 50% of the value of an apple.
Oh, sure.
And when they sent those lab tests back to us, one of the compounds we were measuring for was called domoconthanol. It stimulates cell growth, so it repairs ligament tendons.
Mm-hmm.
Noni juice was 39 millimicrograms. Our fruit level was 489. So we called the lab back and said, there's quite a discrepancy here. Why? And he goes, as a chemist, he goes, I can understand that when that compound's not water soluble. It doesn't go into the liquid state. So when you juice Noni, you lose compounds from the solid to liquid. Mm-hmm. Fermentation destroys a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So you degrade it. It's a great fruit. Mm-hmm. And it works wonderful. You know, it keeps you healthy. So.
So how did you, when did you decide to start making the fruit leather and why?
It was because of sage, actually. Mm-hmm. I had an organic farm in California in the 70s, and we moved here in 81. Noni was chuck full in my belly, and really I did not know what it was. Over the years, developed a relationship, really learned it likes full sun. So if you're planting a noni tree, don't put it in the shade. Put it in full sun. Get mm-hmm. it out of your valleys or something. Don't put it underneath a tree. It'll produce fruit 12 months out of the year.
That's amazing.
It used to produce for 5 months, rest for a month, produce for 5 months. We mulch, we compost, we vermiculture, and we foliar spray. Since we've been growing worms and foliar spraying for the past 8 years, never stopped producing fruit 12 months out of the year.
Just one question. Abundance. What is foliar spray? Is that water
foliar
spraying
spray.
On,
I'm sorry.
On the foliage?
Yes, taking, we make, at Aya's in Kapa, we actually make compost teas with aeration.
Mm-hmm.
Makes good pathogens. So we take compost that we make, we take worm castings, put it in water, let it gurgle for 4 to 5 days, and we spray that on the leaves.
Right on the leaves.
Yeah, uh-huh. But we spray up, and we spray late afternoon, never in the morning. And there's a reason why, actually. I mean, plants grow more at night than they do during the day. There's hairs on the, underneath the side of every leaf, if you look at them with a microscope, that take things in to feed the plant. During the day, the sunlight comes up, they close for the day. They open 4 or 5 o'clock, so they open all night. The dew, mm-hmm. the rain, they suck things in. So if you ever notice mm-hmm. when it rains how mm-hmm. things turn really green, there's actually more nitrogen in the air than there's in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Do they grow faster when there's a full moon?
I've never really looked at it, probably. They grow all the time.
Uh-huh.
Noni just, mm-hmm. Over in the Big Island, they identified a tree that's over 300 years old.
Wow.
If you were to cut that tree down today, you would get 10 more trees from the same stump. They grow right back.
Wow.
They're very, very hardy, very easy to transplant. So I recommend people who want to grow it, go out in the forest, find one underneath a noni tree, fruit that fall on the ground, dig up a 2 to 4 foot tree, bring it home, plant it, it will grow. And just remove leaves except the terminal bud. Within a couple of weeks, boom, it's a mm-hmm. growing tree.
So you were saying that when you moved,
mm-hmm.
it was actually growing in the valley.
Yep.
So I imagine there were trees that were shading it if
yes.
it was in the valley.
Yep.
But it was still...
It was in the valley. And what we noticed when we started removing some of the Java plums to open up the valley to plant things,
mm-hmm.
the trees on the western side in the sunlight, in more sun, the side of the fruit that was getting sunlight at 10 o'clock in the morning, much more fruit, much larger fruit. So by uh-huh. observation over years, we learned it likes sun.
Mm-hmm.
So now we transplant everything, and we have acres, we have thousands of trees up top, and we plant them in full sun. Much different producing tree, much larger fruit mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll grow in the shade, but it'll only give you fruit every couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And much smaller fruit. So you can see the difference. You really see the difference, what it likes.
I had a caller who had a question. When I eat noni, mm-hmm. he says, it makes his mouth physically hot.
Yes. Yep.
He wanted you to comment on
that. There's compounds in the pulp of that I find, like when I'm picking, there's bees everywhere, because there's flowers all over the noni fruit, which we can talk about in a little bit. But you reach in to grab a white fruit, you don't see a bee on the other side, you squish the bee, he stings you. So we find one on the ground, rub it on there, the pain goes away really quick. But I find in that state, there's something in the liquid that he's feeling on his tongue. It's very astringent. It numbs your tongue, and it turns it warm. Our lotions that we make from the fruit leather, from the pulp, people put on third-degree burns. Takes that sensation away. Sunburn, it takes away. So there's something in the liquid, some compound at that state, that gives you that numbing sensation. And it's very hot on your tongue.
And the raw pulp.
This is okay. It's okay.
And I heard that some use it for eye drops as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had people get rid of glaucoma. Using it.
Scratches on the cornea this person,
yeah.
my friend, was using it for.
Yeah.
And is that made from an extract, or is that something that you'd have to buy? Or
you could use, we process noni into fruit leather, and then we make mm-hmm. lotions. We have a noni lavender lotion, eczema, psoriasis, and we have people with glaucoma rub it around your eye.
Oh.
I actually put it in my eye, but an optometrist would say never put anything in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
But so I put it in my eye. Eye infections go away.
Yeah, that's what this
scratches
is.
Cut.
Just
Yeah.
How
yeah,
do you
actually,
put it in your eye? The pulp or the juice? Or?
We do the. I would not put the juice. We use our lavender noni lotion is what I put my, which is 99.2% noni pulp.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's been dehydrated below 115 degrees. It's raw food. It takes us 60 hours. If people are raw foodists, love like fruit roll-ups and apples and pears. Those are made in 8 to 10 hours, high temperatures. You kill it. So we, you know, we developed the process a long time ago.
Yeah.
The slower we did it, the more potent it found. You find it, and so it does. There is a natural thing in it that's spicy almost when you eat it, and that's why cinnamon powder sprinkled on it or lemon juice seem to negate that and take that quality away.
A little nutmeg.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Your pumpkin pie.
Now, in Chinese medicine, we look at different qualities of the plant, you know, in the body. And so it, usually a plant is more heating or cooling. So would you say that noni is a more heating plant? Do you know?
It's interesting. I almost classify it as both.
Both.
Because, one, it gives you energy. But not makes you so stimulated that you can't go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you energy. We've actually, for 10 years, had Tour de France bicycle clubs. Eat our fruit leather about 45 minutes before a 300-mile race.
Mm-hmm.
Sustained energy. Recovery time's quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you're... it alters moods. You know, there's published research out of Korea. If you're antidepressant or you're angry, it mellows you out. So to me, it's calming in that sense, you know. So it can do different things. Which to me goes back, there's so many compounds.
Mm-hmm.
What your body needs, it takes from the fruit and uses it to address that problem.
Right, and you were saying there are 165 known identified compounds, and there probably could be more.
There is more now because that research was done about 20 years ago at Johns Hopkins and USDA. It's on our website, and you've seen it here. Over 165 compounds. Since then, on PubMed, which is for published research for the FDA, there's 373 published research studies of noni. There's a lot of research. Every time they do new research, they identify 2 to 3 more compounds. They didn't know that were there now. So it's probably over 200 now.
Mm.
I used to take a lot of supplements. I don't take anything now. I eat noni. You don't get sick.
They're real high in potassium.
That's an interesting thing you brought up. We're actually going to start doing a blog. About 15 years ago, it came out of Germany, banned noni. Somebody was eating it and it affected their kidney.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have kidney
That's
problems.
Still on the internet. It came out 3 months later. It had nothing to do with noni. It was the drug they were taking for their disease that ended up guy losing his liver or his kidney. It had nothing to do with noni. And there is potassium in it, but it's in a form your body assimilates. It's kind of like eating an apple. It's not like taking a potassium capsule where it's, you know, concentrated. Your body assimilates it differently. So... it's the one that we get questions about all the time. People Google on noni, you know, noni, and it comes up a potassium warning. And for me, it's a fallacy.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of moms use it, too, for ukus on their kids.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my dog, who is a 9-year-old dog, is Australian Shepherd Airedale. He's on the farm tour now. He eats noni every day. He's never had a tick or a flea, and he takes no heartworm medication. Mm-hmm. And I've had people feed noni to their animals for... hip dysplasia because pain goes away. 2 to 3 days, fleas leave.
Right.
People feed it. There's a lady who rescues, belongs to an organization on the Oahu, in the North Shore, that rescues feral cats. She makes, takes our fruit leather, mixes it in water, puts it on the cat's fur. They lick it off, they get it internally. 2 to 3 days, she goes, I always make sure they're outside because the worms purge out. Hookworm, roundworm, tapeworm, they bail. So, I mean, I talked to hunters here. They put raw noni pulp in their dog's food because they have 40 dogs. It's too expensive to buy medication to deworm them. Noni does that naturally. It's anti-parasitical. It's one of the things it does.
I heard moms use it like shampoo.
Ukus. Absolutely.
Ukus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so for the animals, you want to make sure to take the seeds out too.
Yes. Well, our product we already do, but animals intuitively will eat it. And I think they pass it through quickly. The seeds are really hard. You know, they're really hard. They're like a cantaloupe-sized leaf. And what the ethnobotanist at UH pointed out, before Polynesians took it internally, they saw animals eating it, chickens, pigs, dogs. You know, they butcher a pig, which I don't recommend, but they would butcher a pig, and they're healthy. You know, they're healthy. So then over thousands of years, they developed modalities that they can eat it. They saw them eating it, being healthy. They started eating it and staying healthy. So that was their first inclination, was watching animals. My sister raises horses in Texas. If anybody raises horses out here, Prince of Ranch uses our stuff. There's a fungi on horses when they stand in water. It's called crack heel, grease heel in the Northeast. It's called mud fever.
Mm-hmm.
Open lesions. Nothing heals it. Noni heals it in 3 to 4 days. My sister, on our website, we do a newsletter. She has 50 horses, and she rescues horses that are floundering that they're going to put down in 2 to 4 months. And she gives them quality of life for 2 or 3 months on her farm. Mm-hmm. This horse came, was named Dominant Lord. He was a jumping horse who had developed a hoof problem. And the vet said, we're going to have to amputate the foot or put the horse down. You cannot jump this horse anymore. So the owner donated to her, came to the farm. The horse came over and started eating Noni. She was feeding it to a donkey. 5 days eating it. Totally healed the horse's hoof, and the horse, they're riding the horse now. And so she called me crying on the phone.
Wow.
So horses come and they eat it. I'm going to put it that way, when they need it. And dogs do the same thing. So, anyway.
Well, I would love to hear more about the research that's been uncovered and, you know, a little bit more about the different compounds and what the benefits are.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different research. The first one I got associated with was when Dr. Issel, who was the head of medical research at UH, in his private practice, he was an MD, treated cancer patients. He saw people getting better from cancer, topically, internally. We have a lot of people put Noni on for breast cancer, take it internally. There's a cancer institute in California that uses our fruit leather in remission from colon cancer for 8 years, eating it every day. It addresses different forms. He did 10 years, 48 people dying of cancer. And I was at a trade show in Honolulu, the Maiden Hawaii Festival, this year, but last year, and this lady came up. The people in this study were terminally ill, and that's why he took them. We're sitting there talking about Dr. Issel, and this lady's sitting there smiling, beaming, you know, we're talking about it. Finally, she goes, yeah, I know all about it. She goes, I was a participant in that program.
Wow.
It was 10 years ago. She was terminally ill. She doesn't have cancer anymore. But there's been a lot of cancer. If you go to the PubMed, and it's www.pubmed.com, there's a search engine. You type in Morinda citrifolia, which is the botanical name of Noni. If you type in Morinda citrifolia cancer, Morinda citrifolia high blood pressure, you'll get the different research studies published on that.
Morinda.
Morinda. M-O-R-I-N-D-A. And citrifolia. C-I-T-R-I-F-O-L-I-A. Citrifolia. And you can see the ones that have been published. The point we make, you need to see who paid for the research.
Right.
If it's a privately funded research, much more valid than some company paying for it. And so we only include Creighton School of Medicine, World Health Organization on our website. And that's what intrigues us about University of Illinois. They're going to do public, privately funded, which makes it much more valid. But you'll see a wide variety of things. They did 2,000 people with high blood pressure and low blood pressure, normalized both extremes. And they hypothesize, it's funny, they can never figure out why Noni does this, so they hypothesize that it expands, creates NO or nitric oxide, expands your blood vessels. The fluid flows freely, less friction, your blood pressure normalizes. That's
so
what they think.
So it increases nitric oxide.
That's what they think. They don't know why.
So
but the blood vessels,
know.
They don't know why, but they see they take it. Online, there's actually one of the articles written about us in a national magazine. Dr. Chuck Jorgensen, NASA research scientist, on Kauai 4 years ago, 185 over 95 blood pressure on medications, could not get below 185. Went in papayas, saw our fruit leather, said, what the heck, I'll try it. He ate it. He got up the next morning, 12 hours later, dropped 35 points. He dropped 10
That's
points
quick.
By noon. Yeah.
Quick.
In the article, he's been, for 4 years, eating 4 pieces a day, taking Noni internally. He's been 110 over 20, normal blood pressure for 4 years.
Wonderful.
The other one is diabetes. Very effective for diabetes. And the one thing is, practitioner, you tell people, if people have diabetes, eat Noni, it normalizes blood sugar levels. But you also need to look at your diet. I had a fellow call me from South Africa going, can I eat your fruit leather, normalize my blood sugar levels, and still drink Coca-Cola? So you go, well, if you're going to keep feeding the fire the same fuel, you're going to get the same thing. But there's a online, there's an article, RN nurse, Reading, Pennsylvania, over 200 count. Started eating a piece in the morning, piece at night. 10 days, dropped 30 points. 30 days below 130, getting off of medication. So different, again, the inflammation diseases, arthritis,
I'm wondering if, do you know if Noni has sulfur-related compounds?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Sage would know that, but I don't know that. I'm not a chemist.
I know so. we have a list right now of a lot of the identified compounds, so maybe I'll
Well, I will say there was published research out of Hamburg, Germany in 2010 mm-hmm. on an item called scopolitan, which is on the first page there. And it's a known anti-inflammatory analgesic.
Mm-hmm.
As effective on people taking it with who had arthritis as Tramadol, hydrocortisone, 75% effective as morphine with no negative side effects.
And that's a biggie. Deal.
When Dr. Issel did his cancer research in mm-hmm. phase one, they try and find a toxic level.
Mm-hmm.
They were up to 40 times the daily dosage for 10 years, and 48 people on drugs for cancer could not have one negative response.
That's amazing. So there isn't any toxicity to the liver.
Exactly.
Like.
That's what he said. And he was at 40. That's a pack and a half. That's a lot mm-hmm. of Noni a day.
Mm-hmm.
When we first went to his opening dissertation after about 4 years, he had 2 bar graphs. When they got the equivalency of 2 pieces of our foot leather a day, 24 of the 48 off of drugs, no pain. When they got to 4 pieces, all 48. So we definitely say Noni is dosage related. So if you're eating the fruit, and I recommend taking it morning and night, switching your system more often versus once a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting the desired effect, just take more. You can't mm-hmm. eat too much.
Mm-hmm.
So different people need different amount based upon their size, how they assimilate it, how they relate to it, and how chronic their condition is.
Right. So
I just need to say that it's 12:30 almost, and you are listening to Health Talk with Dr. Donna Kaplan and our guest Steve Fraley chatting about Noni. And Health Talk is the first and third Mondays of the month, 12 to 1 p.m. And that's what I need to say.
Thank you.
Yes, I did a caller was questioning about the potassium and kidney problem. He mm-hmm. says even on holistic sites, they mention that could be a problem. And he said, you just said no.
Yep.
He just wanted to have a little chat.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's... All I can say from doing it for 35 years, it comes up all the time. I've never seen it, and I have people take a lot of it. I eat it every day, and I eat a lot of it. I never had a problem with it. And I think you have to look at what the... naturally, you should always consult your physician when you're doing that, but most of them have no idea what Noni is.
Right.
And it is, to me, logically, when I look at it, when I eat an apple, I'm getting the enzymes and the compounds in the apple. When I eat Noni, I'm getting the enzymes and the compounds in it. That's a raw food that my body assimilates and eats. In time of famine, traditionally for thousands of years, they ate it as raw food.
Mm.
That's
mm-hmm.
how Noni was used in times of famine.
Mm-hmm. Was that the medicinal variety or all varieties?
The variety that we have here.
I see.
They ate it in times of famine. They ate it as food. It is food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So mm-hmm. it's not a drug.
And like mm-hmm. you said, like a soft tomato or a
exactly.
hard tomato.
Well, when it gets, you pick it white and hard off the tree. If you try to bite it, it would break your teeth.
Uh-huh.
In about 2 days, it'll turn clear,
right.
soft, and translucent. And it'll feel just like a ripe tomato. You can break it open.
Mm-hmm.
And that fruit, at that state, if you wait about 6 to 8 hours, it'll start turning gray and black. It starts to ferment immediately.
Mm.
That's good information.
So that's when we do not use it.
And we
do not
have
use it.
A listener who wants to call.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you, Cousin Rich, Dr. Donna, and Steve.
Yeah.
I've been listening on the South Shore, and for the last several weeks, the signal has been quite inconsistent. So if you already addressed this issue, please excuse me. My main question is, the thesis has been that our ancestors, they ate not just the fruit, but the seeds of the fruits, especially. And in the seeds, supposedly, there is this substance which they characterize as B17. And the argument goes that because the seeds contain small amounts of cyanide, and cyanide perhaps kills cancer or suppresses cancer, that one should eat a little bit of the seeds from whatever, and then from all my research, the highest amount of B17 is from organic apricot kernels. So my question is, Steve, do you think there is any circumstance in which one can consume the seeds of the Noni?
Well, I think eating several seeds is not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
But again, in high concentrations, eating a lot every day, is, from my research looking into it, is not the traditional use. Because one is very hard on your teeth. Try eating them. They're hard as a rock. They'll crack your teeth. Who would want to grind those buggers up? And they would spit them out, just like you don't eat watermelon seeds. You generally spit them out. You might get one or two. I personally know we remove the seeds. We have a machine that removes the seeds. We take the skin, the pulp, the juice. And I've had people eat the fruit leather without the seeds in it and get rid of cancer.
Let me ask you about the use of certified organic noni.
That's what we are.
You have, in terms of the dried fruit leather.
That's certified organic. That's the only thing I do.
What if you buy the dried, certified, organic, powdered noni?
When I do lectures at medical conventions, I talk about different forms you see noni in. One, was it processed before it ferment? Two, to make a powder, and this is why we do not make a powder, you dry at high temperatures. You go past 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you destroy 100% of the enzymes in anything. Mm. And so at 118 degrees, you start killing the percentage. So we stay below 115 degrees. It takes us over 60 hours to dehydrate it slowly.
You do the sun-dried?
No. Because if you sun-dry noni, you need a heat source at night. It will ferment.
Mm.
Have to be careful of the fermentation.
Fermentation, for me, in my personal point of view, is the worst thing you can do to noni. If you want to destroy what it can do for you, let it ferment. If you like doing that, do that. But if you want a better result from eating it, eat it not fermented.
Right. And you think the very best form would be the form that you guys sell, which is in the dried fruit leather.
Well, for me, the very best form would be to eat the fruit raw. Most people can't get it. And I am biased because of what I've been doing for a long time, and I've seen it help people. You know, you see it heal because of the potency factor. You'll see it in freeze-dried capsules. We were at a trade show 8 years ago in Baltimore. A company came up and said, we can take your fruit leather and freeze-dry it and make it into a powder and put it in a capsule.
Uh-huh.
I said, what's the process? We steam it at 140 degrees to kill all the bad pathogens. Then they vacuum the water out. So I said, in other words, you sterilize it at 140 degrees. You kill everything.
Yeah.
That's what freeze-dry is. So
I totally agree with you that, you know, the thing that is most lacking in our diet in the American culture are the enzymes.
Right.
And so, but I want to thank you so much for your comments. I believe I met you at the farmer's market at KCC.
Well, that was probably somebody else. I'm not at the farm all the time. There's people who do the farmer's market.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for
Aloha.
Sharing this.
Right on. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Interesting. So we were talking about some of the research that's been done, the independent research, and you mentioned about lowering blood pressure and stabilizing blood sugar levels in diabetes. What else?
The biggest one for us is flat-out pain.
Uh-huh.
We go every month to a trade show in Honolulu. You were just mentioning I'm always gone from a farm. And we stand there with signs, go organic pain relief now. People come up, and I don't care if you've got all the pains, whether it's fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, rheumatoid arthritis, it's degenerative spinal arthritis, they're inflammation-based. Noni is the number one anti-inflammatory. You put it on, pain goes away topically in 2 to 4 minutes. You can take the raw pulp and put it on your skin. You'll see pain goes away. That's what it does. Taken internally, it addresses what's causing the pain. The lotions we developed with the University of Hawaii Athletic Department 10 years ago, Melody Toth was a sports trainer for 20 years there. Their star center, Achilles tendonitis. I went over there with a fruit leather mixed in a ketchup bottle. They put it on his legs 3 times a day. 10 days, they do an MRI, healed Achilles tendonitis. Stimulated cell growth. His pain went away immediately. So we told him, don't go trying to play basketball. Keep putting it on to heal the tissue, then go play basketball. So it addresses pain, which is a big one. And it doesn't matter if it's sports injuries or people with arthritis or any kind of pain.
This is just an aside. When people start to feel better, whether they're, you know, having inflammation or whether they're having chronic illness and getting a little more energy, they always go out and try to do a lot more than they should.
Yeah.
So that's a good point, you know, to wait.
GNCs in Honolulu and here carry our product. A lot of bodybuilders go in there for protein powders and stuff. Mm-hmm. They pull muscles. We tell them, look, you put the lotions on, your pain will go away, but don't go lift weights tomorrow.
Right.
Don't go climb a mountain. Keep applying it 3 or 4 days. Let it heal the tissue what's causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Then go lift.
Because you can really do damage.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So taking it internally as well, you've... found that it helps the cause of the pain.
Yep. And it kind of goes back to, you're talking about pain, but eczema psoriasis. The lotions topically, atopic dermatitis, severe eczema. I've seen it heal it in 3 to 4 days. Psoriasis, 7 to 12 days. I've seen dark purple psoriasis go light pink in 15 minutes. Mm. Put Noni on. It addresses it, but we tell people, take it internally, get it what's causing the symptom to come out on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Putting Noni on addresses pain. Now, if it's pain from a pulled muscle, it heals a pulled muscle and takes care of it. But if you have inflammation-based pain, arthritis, pains, whatever they are, taken internally, you put it on topically for immediate relief, but taking Noni internally gets at what's causing, gets rid of the inflammation, what's causing. So I've had people get rid of rheumatoid arthritis in 2 to 6 weeks. Night over night, it's not a miracle. You take it tonight and tomorrow my pain's gone. But, it gets what's causing it. But the lotions topically, pain goes away. And so people put on 2, 3, 4 times a day for immediate relief based upon their severity of what they have. Internally, guess what's causing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other conditions has there been research on with Noni?
From my personal experience, people with acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found people who take Noni, 50% of them regurgitate more often for 2 or 3 days, then it goes away. For some reason, it intensifies the reaction of the acid reflux for a day or so. People who have too much toxicity, been diagnosed with toxins in their system, they'll take Noni. Generally, you feel better when you first take it. In those cases, I have people call me, boy, I feel terrible today. What are you doing? What are you taking it for? To detox. Think about it logically. It's releasing the toxins in your tissue, putting in your blood system. You're feeling the effects of the toxins. Give it a day or two to flush out, and then they feel better. So sometimes you can feel worse as it's addressing what it's causing, and then you feel better. And I will say, I always recommend, a lot of the websites use Noni juice or Noni anything is safe for pregnant women. I do not recommend it. Traditional use, if you look at it, to normalize menstrual cycles or bring on menstruation, they'd eat a lot of Noni. You have to eat a lot of it. It brings on menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant woman doesn't want that.
Correct.
So we shy away from any pregnant woman or pregnant animal. While you're pregnant, the lotions topically, particularly the lavender Noni lotion, not the ice heat, great for stretch marks and pain in your hips as you're getting bigger with a baby and stuff. You know,
is it a good antifungal?
Yeah. It's really athlete's foot, 24 or 48 hours, because we have a lot of athletes use that. And that gets back to eczema psoriasis. Mm-hmm. We actually, when we first started doing this, the FDA required us to do a shelf life study on our fruit leather. So we sent it to an independent lab in Honolulu. They put it in an incubator at 94 degrees in a petri dish of water. And generally they leave it in there for 3 months. That's an accelerated optimum conditions for bacteria and fungi. End of 3 months, there's no bacteria, it has a 2-year shelf life. So they call this a 2-year shelf life. 3 years later, we had a fellow who wanted to export it and import it to Russia. The Russian health ministry didn't believe pure raw Noni pulp, no additives or preservatives, 2-year shelf life. So I called this lab back and I said, I need an affidavit from you for the Russian government. And the lab technician, she's a chemist, she starts laughing. And I said, what's so funny? She goes, well, we never took it out of the incubator. It's been in there for 3 years. She goes, we're chemists. We started adding different bacteria and fungi to the water with the Noni in it. It would wipe it out. She goes, it actually makes it about a 9-year shelf life.
Huh.
Again, there's anthraquinones in the pulp of Noni that retard Staph triple coli. If you don't ferment it, you don't destroy those. So it preserves itself. If you ferment it, you destroy the anthraquinones.
So it is an antibacterial as well as an antifungal.
Yeah.
And
Five Filoria bacteria infections, candida, some of the things I've had people get rid of.
A
very good friend of mine had candida. She found it in about 3-4 weeks, 80% of her symptoms gone, 6 weeks totally gone. So there's different usages, you know, for it. And one thing I will say, when you take it, energy. Noni gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And also mood and depression. There was published research out of Korea about 4 years ago, a natural antidepressant, anti-anxiety. It mellows you out.
Hmm.
So, I will say, it's really funny. There's Dustin Dilbert. A lot of people know he's a chiropractor in Louis. Mm-hmm. There's a patient there, and she was taking it. She called me. I think she's from the South Side. And her husband both took it. And she called me the next day. She goes, wow. And I said, what? She goes, I ate the fruit leather last night. She goes, I was up all night washing windows and doing laundry. She goes, I couldn't sleep. She goes, my husband slept like a baby. I said, well, in your case, I take it in the morning. Don't take it at night. And that's rare. Usually it calms you down. You sleep better. But in her case, it gave her too much energy. So.
And what about the long term on the adrenal glands? Do you know if it...
What case? What do you mean?
Well, I'm just wondering if it's also nourishing for the adrenal glands in the long term. Because a lot of times, you know, if you have a stimulant like coffee, right, you get that initial burst of energy, and then you're actually stimulating your adrenal glands to put out, you know, adrenaline. Mm-hmm. And so, and cortisol to balance the blood pressure.
Yeah,
so you end up depleting the adrenal glands.
I'm not a physician, but I don't think that's how Noni is giving you energy from the adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with iridology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Pesek is in Kentucky. He invites me every year. I go back to Kentucky, to Cincinnati, and they have a convention, and I do a lecture there called Noni Fact and Fiction. The day before I was going to do the lecture, this biochemist, Dr. Roland Thompson from Canada, came up to me and he said, if I was you, I'd quit trying to justify Noni from a scientific point of view. And I looked at him, I said, why? He goes, well, I'm a holistic practitioner, but I eat your fruit leather. For me, I consider it a superfood. And he says, from a chemist's point of view, which I am, when you ingest it, and quoting him, he goes, it's in a user-friendly form for the cells of the body.
Mm-hmm.
It penetrates the cell walls. The body uses it as food to heal the body. The cells take it in, they use it immediately to heal a condition, or they store it for future use. But all these compounds, 165 compounds listed scientifically, he says, as a chemist, they get changed into something that the body utilizes to heal. You would never recognize them anymore. For me, I relate to that more than from a scientific point of view, from all the science, which goes back to the Polynesians. By trial and error, they found they ate it, they didn't get sick. They didn't know why. And it's food. It is a fruit on a tree with a lot of benefits. And I got to interject real quick. When the ethnobotanist from the University of Chicago came, one of the things that's really, really unique about Noni, if you go out and look at the tree, if you're familiar with apples, pears, cucumbers, it makes a flower, one flower, a bee comes and pollinates it, and makes a fruit. Noni trees make a fruit, and the flowers come out of the fruit after the tree's made a fruit. And if you look at it, every fruit has 95 to 100 flowers, not just one. So when those ethnobotanists who are showing them this, and they started laughing, they said, there's about four plants in the whole plant kingdom that do this.
Wow.
Yes. And I said, wow. I said, but for me, if it doesn't need a flower, why does it make a flower? And why does it make 95 to 100 per fruit? And they said, from the professional point of view, it's taking compounds from the bees, the pollen, the air, has 100 flowers. It's putting all these compounds, and that's why there's so many compounds. It makes Noni so broad-based in the pulp of the fruit.
So when you're having the fruit on the tree, and what part of the fruit cycle does the flower appear? When it's
immediately
ripe or in the beginning?
No. If you look at the terminal bud, there's a limb that comes out, and there's a little tiny new leaf, and there's a little tiny marble-sized fruit that comes out. And then it gets about half golf ball size, and that's when flowers start popping out. A little white trumpet comes out and opens up. And bees, bees are everywhere. We have 45 beehives. And Chester and Kilauea harvests honey from us, and he says it's his best honey. He loves it because it's really mellow. But bees are everywhere because there's so many flowers. But they don't have nothing to do with the pollination of making a fruit.
I bet that honey is really potent medicinally that you have.
The UH actually contacted us trying to get hold of him because they wanted to get some honey to see if there was compounds in the honey from Noni, which would make logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they ever did it.
In 15 minutes, my good friend Richard with One World Radio. It's one of our great shows here at Kauai Community Radio. And a listener asked, where can one purchase your products, your Noni leather, and also tours of your farm?
Okay.
So phone numbers, information.
I'm not here to sell our products, but every health food store, every pharmacy on Kauai, North Shore Pharmacy, West Side Pharmacy, Lifeway Pharmacy, but every health food store. Harvest Market, Banana Joe's, Healthy Hut, Papaya's, GNC's, they all carry it. Everywhere on this island you can find it. We have a website, which is real-noni.com. And if you go to the site, it's educational. Toolbar at the top, research, there's YouTube videos, some lectures and stuff. Just trying to educate people.
That was real, R-E-A-L?
R-E-A-L.
Dash
Noni. N-O-N-I.com. And so that... You can, you know. And the farm tours, we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. by reservation only. We take a maximum of 20 people. It's a 2.5-hour tour, and it's free. We don't charge.
It's wonderful. I took my parents, and we all learned so much about Noni. It was great.
I just missed that as I was answering the phone. Is your tours, is that information on the website?
It is. There's a revolving banner, but well, I was just saying we do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We are a working farm, so people call all the time and want to say, you know, can I come out today for a tour?
Great.
We do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so we could get other things done on the farm at 10 a.m. By reservation only. And they can call my cell. It's on the website. It's on the brochure.
Okay.
It's 808-651-6457. And we do it by reservation. We Google Maps of how to find us. We come out and meet you at a crossroad and bring you down to the farm.
And I've seen you on Channel 3.
Yes. That's actually, we didn't do that. The Hawaii Visitor Bureau did that. They came out and filmed me for 2 hours.
That was really nice.
They did Ryan did it in Amber. They did a great job. And they put that on this 8 times a day.
I know. It's really good. Really good. Yeah. A lot of information.
Yeah.
Right on.
So anyway.
Now, I remember you mentioning that Boston College was using your product.
Yep.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Michigan State basketball team, University of Maryland football team, BC, Boston College. We have about 12 NCAA Division I schools. Dennis Limpa used to be a defensive coordinator at UH when June Jones was here. Mm-hmm. His daughter and my daughter roomed together at UH, so they got to know each other. He eats it. His mom eats it at UH. His whole defensive back team. They pull muscles. They put it on. They play the next week. Anyway, he went from here. He went to Maryland. Then he went to BC. He went to Princeton. He's back at BC now. In August, Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
He called in August. He got 4 cases of each lotion. He uses it. He's got the whole team using it because it heals conditions and they play quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's great.
It's pretty fun.
That really says something.
It does. It's enjoyable for us. You know, really, you know, for us, it's really rewarding. You know, as a practitioner, when somebody calls you to get rid of something, for me, people call you who have had things for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
tried everything under the sun, they start taking Noni, and it goes away. So, that's not me, is it? No. Okay.
It's probably my phone.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so it's really rewarding to see what it does. And animals respond quicker than people sometimes. And it's when I started working with veterinarians, I was going, how much do you have to feed a horse? And they say, well, they're herbivores. They can eat less than you and get a better benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So they feed them the same amount. They feed them 2 to 4 pieces a day, you know. And does magical things for animals. And you see them respond really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can
That's
Noni
great.
Be started from seeds or from cuttings? Or
okay,
how is
good
this?
Point. The easiest thing for me, go... Hike the Kalaha Trail, go out in any valley, find a Noni tree, look underneath it, and I guarantee you'll find a little Noni seedling, whether it's a 4-inch, 6-inch one, or a 2 to 4-foot one. I dig them up. If you start them from seeds, it takes 2 to 8 months to germinate. They're very slow to germinate. But they're very easily... I've dug up 20-foot trees, transplanted them, moved them from one side of the valley to the other side, they grow. They're extremely hardy. So digging up a 2 to 4-foot one, bare rooting it, put it in a pot, take all the leaves off except the terminal bud, put it in the shade for about 3 weeks, they pop back and they grow.
Right on.
So,
how about wind? Does that impair them at all?
No, they'll crack. There's no bugs. I used to grow apples and pears at organic farms in California. Nothing.
Where in California?
I was in Valley Center.
Oh, wow.
Up into Lake Wolford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to grow pears, cherries, nectarines, all that exotic stuff up in
I was down
Santa
by
Rosa area.
Yeah. I was down by Dr. Bernard Jensen was right up the road from me. So.
We have another caller with a Noni story.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello,
this is Jack, who had a son born on your property, born with an intestinal challenges, and the very first thing this son, who's now 22 and a half, put in his mouth was a ripe Noni fruit. He pulled from underneath the Noni bush in the backyard, and he was born at home at probably 3 to 4 months old. He's never been sick, and I just think he intuited that his intestines needed this, and we just let him eat all he wanted, and it was really amazing for him.
So he ate it on his own, Jack?
I drove carriages for a couple of years over at Kilohana, and when I went there, some of the horses had saddle sores that they had for years because they were funny-shaped horses and never quite fit, and always got rubbed the wrong way, so to speak. After 6 months of begging, the owner finally let me put Noni on his horses. The wounds were healed in a couple of weeks that hadn't been healed forever. The blacksmith was blown away. The vet was blown away. And one more quickie. Mm. Another son stepped on a piece of molten steel. It sizzled into the bottom of his foot. We smashed the noni on it immediately. There wasn't even a mark a week later.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for calling. So, mahalo.
Have a good one. It's great listening to you. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
All right, aloha, aloha, Jack. Aloha. It's a magical fruit, and it's nothing that we're doing magical. It's just trying to preserve the natural benefit of what God put in the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really trying to use it as raw food. It's not destroying it. So those people who are putting it in glass jars, I highly recommend not doing that. Before you put it in the glass jar, try eating it. You'll see a much better benefit.
Yeah.
And leaves for the tea?
Good point. Leaves have 18 compounds. The fruit has 165 compounds. Everything in the leaf is in the fruit in a higher concentration. So we never defoliate the trees. I used to steam the leaves and put it on my kids when they played soccer for inflammation. Working with UH, the fruit is much, much more potent than the leaf. A lot of people still use the leaves. You can, but I tell you, the fruit.
I've never had tea. And does it taste?
I don't know. People, there's companies that actually dry the leaves
and put it in teas.
But I don't do that. You know, I had a company want to buy leaves from us. I said, I don't want to defoliate the trees. 18 compounds.
Uh-huh.
Fruit over 165 pounds. Anything in the leaf is in the fruit. So why do that? It's my point of view. So.
Right on.
Well, right before Jack called, I was just thinking, well, what about pediatric use? And then he talked about
his kid
just going after the plant.
I was actually over in Honolulu at a trade show, and a lady in Waianae came in, and she said they had an older dog they were going to put down.
Mm-hmm.
It was inside. They left the screen door open. They'd gone to the market and forgot the screen door was open. They came back. The dog had walked outside, crawled underneath the noni tree. And they came back. The dog was laying on the ground, chomping on a noni, on its side, eating the noni. She said, in 2 days, the dog was totally well. They didn't put the dog down.
Mm-hmm.
The dog knew. It went out there. It could have gone to another tree. It went and sat underneath a noni tree and ate the fruit. Intuitively, they'd know.
Wow.
So.
I was on the American Cancer website,
mm-hmm.
on the noni website, and they're saying everything you're saying, but then they're kind of like not yet saying it works.
Yeah.
Real interesting. There's a lot of information on that site to learn about the tests that are going on. Yeah. And they're basically saying yes to what you're saying, but they haven't said it yet.
Well, we don't include cancer on our website because the FDA goes crazy.
Right. It's interesting. So.
But I will say real quick, there's a fellow named Jim Monroe who I've known for about 12 years now. 10 years ago, he was buying boxes. We sell 16 in a box. He was buying 4 boxes a month. And I kept asking him, what are you doing with this? He goes, oh, I treat athletes. After 8 years, he came. He's out front of our noni kitchen. He works at a cancer institute in Chatsworth, California. He's sitting there. He goes, I, pointing to myself, have been in remission for 8 years from colon cancer eating this. Mm-hmm. I've been eating a half a packet a day. And I told him, I think you're wasting it based upon the research at UH. He goes, look, I've been in remission for 8 years. This get rid of my colon cancer. At this cancer institute, people who are bedridden, no diet, in bed for 3 years, can't get out of bed, they take the fruit leather, mix it in water, 120cc syringe in the rectum.
Mm.
It goes up through the rectum to the portal vein, directly into the liver.
Right.
He said in 48 to 72 hours, heals the liver, their diet comes back, they get out of bed, they walk 50 feet. The next day, 100 feet. So instead of going through the mouth and going through the acids of the stomach, they're going directly into the liver through the portal vein.
The portal vein. So they're using it as
healing.
Healing, yeah.
Through
the rectum. I imagine, are they doing
like an enema.
An enema, okay.
He says 120cc syringe. So it must be like an enema. You know?
Uh-huh.
You know, but it heals. And I was sitting there looking at him going, you're doing what?
And they're using your fruit leather for that? And they're
using the fruit leather for that.
Uh-huh. They're adding it to water.
Yeah, because the advantage, if you don't like the flavor, it tastes like blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, we tell people you can put it in warm water when you're steeping tea, not boiling water. Cinnamon, lemon juice, Indian chai, takes the flavor away. You drink it, but you get the benefit of the pulp. You can put it in cold apple juice, lemonade, orange juice. It dissolves in 10 minutes. Drink it, you don't taste it, but you get the benefit of the pulp. It's that simple. So there's different ways of taking it. I like sucking on it. Gets assimilated under your tongue, goes in every part of the body. And one thing we've learned, because we have a lot of practitioners work with us when we do the trade shows in Honolulu, people come up with back pain, knee pain, and they sit down in the chair, they take their shoes off, and they put the lotions on the bottom of their feet, particularly the icy heat with menthol camphor. They taste it in their mouth in 2 to 4 minutes. goes up to the nerves of your feet. But they found, then they put it on the localized back or neck, response is 50% faster for pain relief. And I was extremely skeptical when they first started doing it. I'm going, wait, just put it on the spot. And they said, no, watch this. And it, you'd see it. So people who have pain, I recommend put it on your feet first.
Interesting.
It's really interesting. Things we've learned from experience.
Interesting. Well, that's great.
We have run out of time.
All right.
This has been a very fun show. And they're always fun, but this is, I don't know, it got people going.
Yeah.
Because it's something that we all know about on this island. Steve, thank you so much for
coming in.
Donna, it's great to chat with you.
Likewise,
I got a call and someone asked me, what's the significance of the song I play? And it's just Joni Mitchell's Morning Morgantown, people waking up, having a lovely morning, drinking tea, and being with friends. And this is how I look at Health Talk, seeing you, Donna, and our guests.
Oh, thank
you. So there you go. Go well, everyone. And my friend Richard, up next, One World Radio.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.